Happy to keep a clean sheet. Obviously, we had a couple of chances late on, which would have been great if we could have got the win. But overall, I think on the balance of play, it was probably a fair result. I think both teams would probably agree. And you'd rather have the tie now at home than away, and it gives us a chance. But Halifax will feel that they've got a good chance because obviously they've already been here once this season and won 4-1. So I don't think the advantages, you know, I don't think there's much in the tie, to be honest. It was a close game, and like I say, I expect this game to be close as well.
You obviously know the Halifax team and squad inside out, but was there anything new on Saturday that you saw from them that gave you any concern?
There was nothing new because I'd watched the previous game when they beat Grimsby 4-2, so I knew what strengths they've got and what they tried to do. I obviously rate Halifax because I think I signed 8 or 9 of the team that started, so you know, whether they have produced that form consistently, obviously they didn't early in the season, but they've got better, and obviously their results since sort of Christmas or before Christmas has been up there with any other team. So they've obviously got confidence in what they're doing, and they'll see it exactly like we do. It's an opportunity to get through to a semi-final, and it's obviously a big game. But you know, regardless of the fact that it's Halifax, it could be any team in the league. You're at home with a chance to get through the semi-final, and it's up to the players and it's up to them to produce. And as I say, on the night you hope for it to get a little bit of luck, which just helps you and takes you through.
Because you got the replay, you were in the draw on Monday for the semi-finals. You see who the opposition would be from two divisions below, 9th in that league. Do you allow that to excite you, or do you allow the players to focus on that because it could add pressure in a bad way, or do you have to just forget about it as much as you can?
Well, we all listened to the draw yesterday, and you knew that, you know, there's the Grimsby are probably the biggest team in the competition, so you knew that there's a 3-1 chance that you could get them, or you could get a team from a lower league. But I always look at last year when Ferriby won the trophy, and there was many times where they were underdogs and they got through. And also Nantwich, they are a team that I know a bit about because I have watched them this season, and I've sent people to watch them because they've got some players that have been quite impressive. So you can't get ahead of yourself because it's a difficult tie on Wednesday. So you've just got to focus on that. The players have got to focus on it. If you get through, then you would give any team respect in a semi-final. Of course you would, but you know, you've got to get through Wednesday, and we all know it's going to be a tough tie.
The club have reduced the prices of the tickets again for an FA Trophy tie, and to get a large crowd, a bumper crowd, to get behind you on Wednesday could make a massive difference to the players, because you've had those games recently, Grimsby and Aldershot, when you've had four figures. You had over 2,000 against Grimsby, and the difference is notable.
It is, because obviously the stadium is, you know, it's a big area. It is hard to generate atmosphere there. So if you're talking about the difference between sort of 500 to 1,000 or 1,000 to 2,000, those increases make a big difference, because you're not talking about a 50,000 crowd and adding a couple more to it. You're talking about a fair percentage increase, which does make a lot of difference. And it helps generate atmosphere, which is obviously better for the players. And you want as many people to come as possible, because we're at home, we want to try and use it to our advantage. And it would be great if we got a good crowd and they got behind the team. I mean, I must say the supporters that we do have are very vocal. They back the team well. We have people who come to the away games. In terms of a percentage of the home crowd, it's very good what people travel away. So there is some really good, loyal supporters, and we have to try and add to that group. And the only way we'll be able to do that is by being successful.
And while it is just one game you've got to focus on for now, if you can get through, it could really inspire the rest of the season, couldn't it? Because you'd be a two-legged tie away from Wembley in one competition and still with a possibility of getting there in a second. So Wednesday would really set up properly the final 2 months of the season, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be very nice, and it's been obviously something that we've been trying to do since I took over, to try and have a run in a cup competition. But it can't derail the season. I mean, you can't legislate sometimes with what result you're going to get, because lots of things can determine that. But as long as the players do themselves justice and they play to their best and they work hard and they do all the things that you need to win a match, then that's all you can ask. Sometimes you don't get the result you deserve, but you have to get on with the remainder of the season. You can't let it sort of derail anything else. At the moment, the players are working hard. They're acquitting themselves well. They were very good in the Cheltenham game, where they deserved to win. It was a good performance in a cup competition on Saturday. Always good if you can get a draw away from home. So they've done acquit themselves well over the week in the two games. But now we have to obviously be defensively sound, but we've got to obviously score goals. It may be that we've got to get the balance right between attack and defence.